Revelation chapter 16.
I heard a loud voice coming from the temple sanctuary. It was saying this to the seven angels: Go and pour out the seven bowls of God's punishment onto the earth. The first angel left and poured out his bowl onto the earth. This caused terrible, ugly sores on the people who had the wild animal's mark and those who worshipped its idol. The second angel poured out his bowl onto the ocean. The ocean changed into something like the blood of a dead man. Every living thing in the ocean died. The third angel poured out his bowl onto the rivers and springs of water. They changed into blood. I heard this angel of the waters say this: You are fair, O Holy One, who is and who was, because you have decided to do these things. They made your holy people and prophets bleed, so you gave them blood to drink. They deserve this. I heard someone at the altar say this: Yes, Lord God Almighty, your decisions are true and fair. The fourth angel poured out his bowl upon the sun. It was allowed to use fire to burn people. They were burned by the intense heat. They said evil things against the name of God, who had the control of these plagues, but they wouldn't change their hearts to give glory to God. The fifth angel poured out his bowl upon the throne of the wild animal. The wild animal's kingdom became dark. Because of the pain, people chewed on their own tongues. They said evil things against the God of heaven, because they had sores and they were in pain. But they wouldn't change their hearts about the evil things which they were doing. The sixth angel poured out his bowl upon the great river Euphrates. Its water was dried up to prepare the road for the kings of the east. Then I saw three evil spirits that looked like frogs. They came out of the mouths of the dragon, the wild animal, and the false prophet. They are spirits of demons. They perform so-called miracles. They go out to the kings of the whole world to bring them together for Almighty God's great day of battle. Listen, I am coming suddenly, like a robber. The person who is awake and holds on to his clothes will be happy. He will not walk around naked and be ashamed in front of people. He gathered them to a place called Harmageddon in the Hebrew language. The seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air. A loud voice came from the throne out of the temple sanctuary: It is done. There were flashes of lightning, rumblings, thunder, and a great earthquake. There has never been such an earthquake since mankind has been on earth. It was tremendous. The great city broke into three parts. The cities of the people of the world fell down. God did not forget about the great city of Babylon. He gave her the wine cup filled with his punishment. Every island disappeared. Even mountains could not be found. Giant hailstones rained down from the sky upon the people. Each of the hailstones weighed about 100 pounds. Because of the hailstone plague, the people said evil things against God. This plague was horrible.